guys, I'm Lucy, and you're listening to Short Stories for Kids, the magical podcast of storytelling. I wonder what adventure awaits us today. It can be pretty tough to find a holiday gift that will keep your child excited long after the day they open it. With a KiwiCo subscription, you're giving so much more than a toy. They'll get a season of discovery and experiences delivered straight to their door. Each box is kid-approved by a crew of kid testers to ensure they're age-appropriate and seriously fun. My son received his robots and coding pack last week, and he loves it. He's literally spent hours programming the robots, solving the puzzles, and learning about the mechanics of it all. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to your door every month. You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are, too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. Give awesome this holiday season with KiwiCo. Get your first month of any crate line free at kiwico.com/shortstories. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/shortstories. And now it's time for today's very special spooky Halloween story request. Hi, Lucy. We listen to your wonderful podcast every time we get in the car, even quick trips. My son Ender was hoping to have a story with a Halloween theme because that's his birthday. Happy birthday, Ender! A friendly ghost and a slime monster go on a mystic quest to find a magical treasure and protects his younger sister Chaplin from an evil wizard in Halloween Land. It's not a well-known fact, but the truth is the ghosts can also get scared, especially in a place like Halloween Land, where every fall is filled with dark clouds brimming with thunder and breezy winds that sound like voices. Gabrielle gets goosebumps from that all the time, or at least he would if he had a body. You see, Gabrielle was a ghost, and maybe the only ghost in the whole world that was afraid of the dark. He would fly all around his place, a big old abandoned house filled with statues and paintings that he loved to possess and use for his theater plays when the day was bright and he had time. He was a natural actor. He could do all kinds of voices and play so many different characters, but sadly, he had no one to see him perform. "Who's there?" he cried out, afraid, one night when hearing a strange sound in his closet.
I'm a ghost, you know. I'm not afraid of spooky things. I can be pretty spooky, too, if I want to," Gabrielle said, even though it was obvious he was really afraid. Truth be told, he preferred to be a friendly ghost a lot more, as it was easier for him.
"Okay, I'm going to open the closet door. Are you ready?" he said, and approached the furniture.
And just like before, he didn't receive any answer at all.
"One," he started to count. "Two,"
Gabrielle put his hand on the handle.
"Three,"
he opened the door in one swift movement, and he found a slime monster. The slime monster jumped out of the closet, and Gabrielle hid under his bed sheets. Even though he was transparent and could make himself invisible, he felt safer that way. Gabrielle stared at the slime monster and simply saw the slime jumping around the room, leaving a trail of green ooze behind it. It wasn't scary at all, maybe a little unpleasant, but the slime seemed more like a wet, spongy puppy and less of a monster.
"Oh, you aren't spooky either, right?" Gabrielle said and flew out of his sheets.
He knelt down and called the monster like he would do with a puppy. The slime approached him, so he petted it, although he did have to clean his hands thoroughly after he did so.
So we're supposed to be monsters, the two of us, right? But we're not really spooky, and we aren't mean, and that means we have something in common. Maybe we can be good friends. Would you like to go for a walk?
Gabrielle spoke to the slime, slowly getting more and more excited.
I know, maybe we can even go out on a treasure search.
In his mind, it all made sense. Dogs were known for their keen sense of smell, and the slime acted a bit like a dog, so maybe he had a good sense of smell too, and that would help make the treasure easier to track. Gabrielle was happy to have a friend, so he and the slime ran out of the house laughing and playing together.
There is a magical treasure I've been waiting to find since I read about it on an old map. But I always get easily scared on my own, and I can't wander around the forest. But I feel lucky around you, so I'm sure we'll find it.
And so the unlikely duo of a scaredy ghost and a slime monster that acted like a puppy set out into the cursed forest of Halloween Land in search of an old treasure. But they weren't the only ones there. Not far away, in the same forest, a boy named Ender wandered with his little sister Chaplin. They were lost.
Ender, Ender!
Chaplin sang, always joyful.
Yes, Chaplin.
Ender, on the other hand, was very nervous at the time.
The trees here are so tall. I'm sure not even the wizard would find us here,
Chaplin said, and she laughed, but Ender shivered. The wizard was an evil old man that had been chasing them for weeks. He was obsessed with the siblings because a strand of their hair from each of them would help the wizard to make a spell that would turn the whole world into Halloween Land. Just thinking about the wizard made Ender shiver. But it was no memory, for the wizard had followed them inside the forest.
Ha ha! Perfect! Here you won't be able to run anymore, Ender. Help me and let's make a world where every day is Halloween! I will be the king of Halloween World!
He said and cast a spell to catch the siblings, but they ran away just in time to dodge it. The siblings managed to sneak away into a tall tower in the middle of a forest. It was supposed to be locked, but the lock was opened and the door was covered in a weird, oozy substance. The siblings didn't have time to worry about it, so they entered the tower and climbed all the way to the top along a spiral staircase, following the trail of green slime. Oh, but to their surprise when they reached the top, they found a ghost and a slime monster playing with a chest filled with all kinds of treasure, from golden coins and jewels to magical wands and flying carpets. They greeted each other.
Don't be afraid, please. My name is Gabrielle, and this is my friend Slime. We mean no harm.
The ghost introduced himself.
I was sure today would be my lucky day, and you two look like real nice people. Would you like to be friends and play with us?
I'm Ender, and this is my little sister Chaplin, and we would love to play with you. But right now, we're in a lot of trouble. There is an evil wizard chasing after us, and he won't let us play.
Ender said to the ghost as he heard how the laughter of the old wizard came from the bottom of the tower. He was climbing up towards them.
Oh, no one does that to my friends,
Gabrielle said.
I don't like doing it, but I will give this evil wizard a scare so he won't come back and bother you anymore.
Oh, thank you, Chaplin cried.
Gabrielle flew to the bottom of the tower and disappeared. Then the scream of the evil wizard was heard, and he ran away from the tower and out into the night sky, never to be seen again. After that, the friends put all of the magic treasure on top of the magic carpet and flew to the mansion where Gabrielle the ghost lived, and they watched him perform many plays. He acted out all the characters, and they all joined in wearing funny costumes and laughed and laughed. That was certainly the greatest Halloween they'd ever had. The end.